Simon & Schuster Audio presents The New Buffettology, the proven techniques for investing successfully in changing markets that have made Warren Buffett the world's most famous investor, by Mary Buffett and David Clark. Read by Mary Buffett.
Hello, I'm Mary Buffett. Welcome to the first comprehensive, fully updated, in-depth guide to Warren Buffett's selective contrarian investment strategy for exploiting bear markets and down stocks, a strategy that has made him the second richest person on Earth. In the annals of investment history, the name Warren Buffett towers above all others. He turned an initial stake of $105,000 into a $30 billion fortune solely by investing in the stock market. This is an unparalleled feat. Who is this man, and what is his obsession with getting and staying rich? Warren was conceived during the stock market crash of 1929, which nearly bankrupted his father's investment firm. Like so many children who grew up in a family financially strapped by the Depression, Warren developed an early fixation on money. As a child, his favorite toy was a money changer. He carried it everywhere. He was consumed by mathematical calculations about the compounding of dollars. At six, he entered into his first business operation by buying bottles of Coca-Cola, 6 for a quarter, and selling them for 5 cents apiece to fellow vacationers at Lake Okoboji, Iowa. He memorized the book, 1,000 Ways to Make $1,000, and began saving most of what he made delivering the Washington Post and running a pinball business. Warren was so desperate to make money that in 1938, in the sweltering summer heat of Nebraska, he walked miles to the racetrack, where he spent hours on his hands and knees scouring the sawdust-covered floors for discarded racing stubs, hoping to find a winning ticket. Warren made his first stock market investment at 11, 3 shares of Citi Services. And by the time he had graduated from high school at 17, he had amassed the princely sum of $6,000. He made it through college in 3 years and then applied to MBA programs at both Harvard and Columbia. Harvard said no, Columbia said yes. Everyone has a defining moment in youth that sets the course for adulthood. For Warren, this happened.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?